Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast that is dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. If you were with me last week on the podcast, one of the things that I tried to share with people is my belief that many medical salespeople aren't. What I meant, of course, was that many medical salespeople really aren't salespeople, they're more detail people. And one of the things that I pointed to was the need to take the time to qualify your prospects before you try to offer solutions. Because if you're offering solutions without qualifying any problems or pain that they might have, you're really taking a backward approach to selling. So one of the questions that I received last week with respect to that is, Mace, how do you ask questions to physicians and healthcare providers where they're going to answer? Because most of the time when you ask a question, it just feels like you're manipulating them into a position so that you can sell to them. Here's the reality. You don't want to be manipulative. What you want to do is to uncover information that will be useful to you as a salesperson. It will, number one, be useful to you in determining whether or not this particular prospect truly can benefit from what it is that you're offering. And the second thing is to be able to understand where the shortcomings are with whatever product or service or procedure he is using now that you might be able to solve with your product or service. In order to uncover this, you have to ask questions. But it comes down to asking the right kinds of questions. And why do you have to be careful? Let's go back to understanding healthcare providers and the way that they think. Healthcare providers, generally speaking, again, are some of the most highly educated people in society. They've gone to 4, 6, or 8 years of schooling, done 4-year residencies, fellowships. They've had a lot of training. They're smart people. They may not always seem like they're smart people, but trust me, they're smart people. And they can tell when a salesman is trying to manipulate them. The other thing is that they do have what I believe are big egos, necessarily big egos. Again, a surgeon, for example, shouldn't be taking a patient to the operating room unless he has a big enough belief that he is the best person to get that person well, to improve his or her condition, to produce a good outcome. That requires a big ego. So keep that ego in mind with what I'm going to say next, because what I want to talk about is how do you ask the right questions to uncover the information that you want with a healthcare provider? Well, first, let me begin by talking about the questions that you don't use. And this is a question that is commonly used by many medical sales professionals. And it goes something like this. So, doctor, tell me, what are the challenges in your practice? Or they might say, doctor, when you're doing that XYZ procedure, what's your biggest challenge? Now, asking a doctor, let's take a surgeon, for example, what his or her biggest challenge is like saying, tell me, doctor, what do you suck at? What is it that you're not good at or don't know how to do, which is affecting the outcomes that you're getting with your surgical procedures? Think about someone with no ego, just someone who is a professional and knows how to do his or her job. They may resent that line of questioning. But take someone who is truly an expert in his or her field, and you are now coming in and suggesting that they have challenges, or there's something they're not good at, or something they don't know how to do, or could be doing better. That is not going to be perceived very well. In fact, if you're lucky, the response you'll usually get is, well, thank you for asking that, Mary, but I really don't have any challenges in my practice. Everything is going just fine. A doctor with a bigger ego may say, Mary, who are you to come in here and try to suggest to me that I have problems with what I'm doing? I'm the doctor. I'm the expert. What kind of question is that? So I think you can see where I'm going. Asking a general question like, doctor, tell me what your challenges are, is not the right question to ask. So what is? The right questions to ask are those that are very specific about a particular procedure, product, or service that the doctor is using, that is non-threatening. In fact, it's best to start with a general question, Let's say hypothetically that you're selling to a general surgeon and you want to talk to them about a new gizmo that your company has for removing gallbladders. Okay, I'm making this up as I go along, so work with me. I'm not an expert on gallbladders. But let's say you say to the doctor, "Doctor, what type of procedure or what procedure are you currently using when you do cholecystectomies?" Pretty impressive, I can say cholecystectomy. And the doctor will say, "Well, you know, right now I'm using a minimally invasive approach. I'm doing it endoscopically using the Newman procedure." Also, again, I made that up. So now you're in a position where you've got the doctor talking. You haven't responding to your questions, and you haven't asked any threatening questions. You've just asked questions that ask what he's currently doing. Now you can get a little bit more specific with the question. Say, "Doctor, when you're doing the Newman procedure, many of your surgical colleagues have expressed that it can sometimes be difficult to grasp the common bile duct with a Coker clamp because of the reduced visibility that you have with such a sizable instrument. Tell me your thoughts about that." Now, notice the way I asked the question. And again, I made this up. Please don't pay attention to the content. This is not what I do. But notice the way I asked the question. I said, instead of saying, "Doctor, do you have challenges with this? Do you have a problem?" Or, "Doctor, like many of your colleagues, maybe you have a problem." All I did was reference that many of his surgical colleagues have expressed a concern or a potential difficulty in doing the procedure a particular way. Now, that's not implicating the doctor one way or another. I'm just talking about what's happening with his colleagues. And then, instead of saying, "Doctor, do you have a problem such as that?" I said, "Tell me your thoughts about that. Tell me your thoughts about what your colleagues have expressed." Notice this is very non-threatening. And all I'm asking him is to tell me what he's thinking. Now, he might say, "Well, you know, I don't understand why they have a problem with that. I think it's pretty simple. And if they knew what they were doing, they would think it's pretty simple also." Again, non-threatening to the doctor. The doctor could respond in another way by saying, "Well, yeah, you know, Pete, I've had some difficulty with that from time to time, but right now the Coker clamp is the only effective instrument that we have that really allows us to grasp the common bile duct." So now you've had the doctor actually admit that there may be a potential shortcoming with the procedure, but you didn't have to twist his arm and you didn't have to implicate his ego, his surgical skills to be able to get that information. So now you could explore that a little bit more. You could certainly stir up the pain. You could certainly talk about how nice it would be if we had a solution before you actually introduce a solution. But notice the way that I asked the questions. It did not feel like I was implicating the doctor in terms of some shortcomings that he may have with what he's doing now. And that is what is key in terms of being able to ask questions to draw out the information that you need to be able to come in and offer a solution to that particular problem. So when you're asking questions, try to avoid very nonspecific questions that may accuse the doctor or healthcare provider of not knowing what he or she is doing, or perhaps of having some room for improvement. Because when you do that, you will not be perceived as a very likable salesperson, and that could go against you in the long term with your ability to sell to that prospect and to generate sales and commission dollars for you and your company. I'd like to thank you for joining me this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. If you have any comments or questions about anything we talked about today, please enter those comments or questions at the Medical Sales Guru website right underneath the particular podcast that you have questions about in the comments section. I'll be happy to address them either in the next podcast or I will respond to you directly by email. Again, thanks for allowing us to be a part of your continuing medical sales education. I'm Mace Haroff for Medical Sales Guru. And remember, whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Bye for now.